$1,000 cash at the end of the day today. Good luck.
Hi, this is Shelby at Bonnaroo Funeral Service. I'm the first to greet you at the front desk when you walk through our doors. Our team is here to answer any questions you have, whether you're inquiring about pre-planning and pre-funding your funeral, planning a memorial service or funeral for a loved one, or need guidance through your grief. Trust your local end-of-life experts at Bonnaroo Funeral and Cremation Service, serving families in our community for over 96 years with chapels located in New Richland, Allendale, and Albert Lea.
Zebra mussels, spiny water fleas, and invasive plants harm our waters. Help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species. Clean off plants, animals, and mud. Drain your boat, live well, and leave plugs out while traveling. Rinse boat, live well, and gear with hot water. Spray with high pressure or dry for at least 5 days. These steps are simple, and they help stop aquatic invasive species.
Ladies, we need to talk. Long-term care can be a double-edged sword for us. We tend to be the caregivers caring for a parent or spouse, but then we may end up alone in our late retirement, and who'll take care of us? Let's put a plan in place now while we're still in our 50s or 60s. At Newman Long-Term Care, we'll help you look at whether long-term care insurance fits into your plan. We've helped over 36,000 families ensure their future care needs. Learn more about women and long-term care at NewmanLongTermCare.com.
Join the St. John's Lutheran Community Team today. St. John's is now hiring nurses and a variety of physicians at both locations. Working at St. John's is exciting and offers rewarding positions that will make you feel gratification for what you do. If you are positive-minded, have excellent work ethics, and enjoy working in a long-term care setting, you are the perfect candidate. Apply online at stjohnsofalbertlea.org or stop by the reception desk to pick up an application. St. John's Lutheran Community in Albert Lea is an equal opportunity employer.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores, the score used by 90% of top lenders for free, even if you're not a customer. Checking your score won't hurt your credit, and you can check each month for changes always for free. The Discover Credit Scorecard, free for everyone. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a few clicks away. We offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online and pick up for free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll even bring it out curbside. Or you can have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders over $35. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
35 degrees here on 1450 KATE Albert Lea as we welcome in Fribourne County Emergency Management Director Rich Hall along with Fribourne County Public Health Director Sue Yost. Good morning, folks.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. We'll start ladies first, Rich, so we'll have to put you off to the side, but ladies are always first. And Sue, unfortunately, two more individuals here in Fribourne County have tested positive for the virus.
Yes, that's correct. So we have a person in their 30s and a person in their 80s that tested positive.
And so now 9 of the 27, or actually 29 that have, let's back up here. The 28th case in their 80s, you mentioned, one in their 30s. And the good news, Sue, is some of these cases now, they're in isolation. And so kind of explain what that process is for those individuals that have. They're not hospitalized, they're not in ICU units, they're just in self-confinement isolation at their home. Is that fair to say?
Yes, that's fair to say. Hopefully they're at their home, they're in a separate room with a bathroom of their own, staying, you know, isolated away from the rest of their family, and that their family is providing, you know, food and stuff for them. So that they can, you know, keep distance from their family members to hopefully prevent them from contracting the disease.
I know it's not a Fribourne County issue, or I don't believe it's even a state issue, but the age range, initially when this did break, a month ago now, Sue, that they were concerned about the elderly population, and I know just yesterday the youngest one is like 4-week-old child that tested positive for the virus. So there is a large range. This virus doesn't just pick on the elderly folks. It's all across the board.
It is all across the board, and it's the elderly, it's those that are 65 and older, and it's also the ones that have a lowered immune system for some reason, because they have a chronic disease like diabetes or a heart disease or something like that, so a lung disease, so it can be any age.
So far in the state of Minnesota, just under 42,000 individuals have gone through the test process, 1,912 have confirmed cases of COVID-19, and unfortunately, we had more deaths again today reported, now up to 94 deaths. But I guess I look again on the positive side. Of those 1,912 confirmed, 1,020 are in the isolation. So that is, there is some good news, but we continue. We need to stay home, Minnesota, and we need to have the masks on and do that social distancing.
And that's correct. And when a person is in isolation, there's a difference between isolation and quarantine. So if a person's been exposed to a person that is positive COVID tested, lab confirmed, that person should then be in quarantine. So that means that they need to be staying home, away from people, not going to work for 14 days, because it takes 14 days from the time that they're exposed to possibly develop that disease. So anywhere from 2 to 14 days, they may develop the disease. Then if they become positive, then they need to go into isolation. And again, isolation is staying in a separate room. Hopefully they have their own bathroom facilities. And that person needs to stay in isolation for 7 days following their first symptoms. And seven days, and then, or 3 days beyond feeling better. So if they still have a fever at 7 days, they need to still feel, they still need to be isolated. If they still have a bad cough and it hasn't gotten better, then they still need to be isolated, whichever's longer. So 7 days or 3 days beyond the relief of symptoms. And that's a fever without using medication to reduce the fever. So it may be 10 days, it may be 12 days, it may only be 7 days.
And Sue, folks,
they can be out and about in a week.
Will those folks then have to go back and be retested once they are feeling better? Or is it just a given that the time frame of either 10 days or 12 days and they're feeling better, do those individuals then get a call from the Department of Health saying you need to come back and be retested to make sure? Or how, kind of walk us through that process, if you know.
That's a good question. It is my understanding that Minnesota Department of Health contacts each person that is positive confirmed. And they contact them on a daily basis until they are out of isolation. So Minnesota Department of Health will tell them when they're ready to be out of isolation. So they'll be, you know, checking their temperature and telling them what their symptoms are until they are ready to be out of isolation. So Minnesota Department of Health will help them determine when they will officially be out of isolation.
And that's one of the questions that came up, and we did have a call on Party Line earlier today as we're visiting with Fremont County Public Health Director Sue Yost, and they asked about, well, we hear about the phone number you need to call, but what are some of the most common reasons to maybe call the 668 number here at the medical center and talk to a triage nurse? But is there still the coughing, the respiratory issues, the fever? Are there other indications that the Minnesota Department of Health, Sue, has kind of alerted you to as well?
Well, and they're even saying some of the early signs can be diarrhea, coughing, definitely, fever over 100.4, shortness of breath,
and those are probably the most common ones.
One other I was trying to think of, body aches. So any of those things, if you're not feeling good, it's always a good idea to call and check and see if possibly you might be considered one of those that should be tested.
The triage,
if you're not sure, it's good to call.
Triage Nurse Line 507-668-2121, or you can call the Medical Center at 373-2384. And we always like to remind folks, you know, if you are having a sudden change in your health, such as a sudden onset of chest pain, a fever just spikes, difficult breathing, obviously we want those individuals to call 911 immediately. And Sue, anything else in regards to what Freeborn County, I think a lot of folks are misled in the fact, well, Freeborn County is kind of hiding information from the residents, and that's far from the truth. All of the information that you're receiving comes from the Minnesota Department of Health. You're in contact with them on a daily basis.
Yes, we receive information from them on a daily basis. We're on phone calls with them on a daily basis, several phone calls, and we are being as transparent as we possibly can be.
The HIPAA laws are there, folks. We have to just keep that in mind. Thank you, Sue. We'll give you a break, and let's talk with the Freeborn County Emergency Management Director, Rich Hall. And, Rich, of course, this is Severe Weather Awareness Week, and the first question I'm going to ask you out of the gate, hopefully I don't throw you for a loop here, but we did have calls in regards to, obviously, coming up, there will be some drills, tornado drills, 145, again at 645, and today the topic with Severe Weather Awareness Week is tornadoes. And to get to the question is, how come the civil defense sirens here in Albert Lee and Freeborn County are not loud enough so that if you're in your home, you can't even hear those sirens if you're just a couple blocks away from them?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question, Mike. And I think it's important to remember that outdoor warning sirens are just that. They're outdoor warning sirens. They're meant to alert people that are on maybe on the lake fishing or enjoying their time out on the lake, or maybe they're on a softball field or out on a walking path or something. So they're outdoor warning sirens, and so one of the things that we recommend would be to go to the sheriff's office page on the Freeborn County website and click on Code Red. You can download the Code Red app and sign up for that, for those notifications, so that you can get those. You could also go to Hy-Vee or Walmart or one of your stores and purchase an all-weather radio. Have that in your home. The all-weather radio, you know, would be great to a great resource for people that are inside their homes, as well as you can download an app from the National Weather Service or any of your local news, TV channels. And things generally have an app also that you can download.
Also, Rich, will Freeborn County, I assume, will take place in the drill coming up at 1:45 and 6:45 today?
We're going to do the 1:45 today, Mike. The 6:45 is an optional, and the state is actually saying, you know, we'd just as soon have you just do the 1:45 today. You know, but it's a great opportunity, I think, for all the families that might be home to practice their plan. If they don't have a plan, they could go to ready.gov and that'll help them prepare a plan. It's a place where they can download a possible plan and set it up for themselves.
So at 1:45, it'll be not only City of Albert Lee, but Freeborn County-wide, Rich?
Yes, that's right. It'll be county-wide. It'll be a countywide tornado drill. It's actually a statewide tornado drill, so that everybody is participating in that. And of course, last year's was canceled due to fall weather and things. And the National Weather Service talked to us about doing that again this year, maybe canceling it because of COVID-19. But if we look at what's happened recently down south, we know that. It might be cold out today, but severe weather can strike pretty much any time. If we remember March 6th, you know, in the Clark's Grove tornado from a few years ago, or Comfrey and St. Peter when that happened in March as well. So we felt it was really good to get to just remind people and go ahead and continue with the drill today.
I know a lot of folks are familiar with, they have youngsters in the grade schools, Operation Edith, exit drills in the home. And I mentioned it earlier, Rich, that you don't have to wait for the fall to actually do that because you have different seasons here. And, of course, during the wintertime, that exit drill in the home, a meeting place outside, may be different than it is in the spring and summer. I'll call it a FIED project because the kids are off school, so to speak. They're distance learning, so this is a great opportunity coming up at 1:45 to re-look at your exit drill in the home.
Yeah, and we want to make sure that they've got a safe place in the home. Are they going to go to the basement, find that safe spot, or go inside the home away from windows and things? You know, on average in Minnesota, 28 tornadoes a year happen, and that's a good number. We want to make sure that people are staying safe and that they understand what to do.
It seems like anytime tornadoes, it's Mother Nature at her best, and it seems like once in a while they'll hit the mobile home parks, and if you're in your vehicle, a car, a truck, or other vehicle, you really need to take precautions as soon as possible.
You know, that's right. Go to your designated shelter area. Again, go to ready.gov. That'll help tell you what to do, and you know if you're in your car and you're traveling, you want to get out of that car, go to a low-lying area, and get down. Like I said, that'll ready.gov is a good place to help you build your plan.
And of course, for folks, it's absolutely free of charge. You can go to the Fremont County Sheriff's Office website and sign up for Code Red, and that's a great program as well. Severe Weather Awareness Week. Rich, you'll be busy this afternoon, and again, sirens coming up at 1:45 this afternoon.
That's right.
All right. Anything else, Rich or Sue?
I think that's it.
All right.
Yeah, I just say, you know, maintain your social distance, keep washing your hands, and know that we're working to, you know, on this every day. We're working hard on this virus issue every day.
I know
and
that.
And if you go to the grocery store, wear a mask.
One cart, one person. Don't bring the whole family into the grocery store, the box store, or convenience store. One person, one cart. We'll try to continue to keep the volumes low. That's the name of the game.
Definitely.
All right. Thank you, Sue. Thank you, Rich, for joining me again. And we'll talk next week again.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a good day. Yeah.